And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. It's my pleasure to host today's show. Today is Prescott Chamber of Commerce Day, and I have Robert here with me. Hi, Robert. How are you?
Good afternoon.
How's it going?
Going great.
We have a
spring day today.
We have a great show today, and we also are we have the job fair going on right now at Yavapai College from 3:30 to 6. So listen to the radio show and go on down and look for some jobs. Today on Talk of the Town, we have folks from the Prescott High School 100,000 Mile Challenge, Mammoth Web Solutions, Tour Prescott, and Arizona's Children Association. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM, and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Well, you know it's spring when you hear that. New life in the form of little fluff balls called baby chicks. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals and Healthy Chicks. Now's a great time to renew your backyard and barnyard with these fun little guys. Actually, most are fun little girls that will eventually lay the best eggs you've ever tasted. It'll be a one-stop shop because Olson's also has everything you'll need to keep them warm. Feed and water them, bed them down, and great advice to make sure that they grow up healthy. Check out our website, olsonsgrain.com, for each store's chick selection. On a different subject, on Sunday, March 31st at 3 p.m. at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center, the Phoenix Symphony Orchestra and the Yavapai Symphony Association bring you a fascinating exploration into some of the best examples of works by two of the preeminent composers of the classical period. Three pieces by Mozart take us from the depths of despair to the heights of joy. Franz Schubert's Arpeggione Sonata was composed originally for a bowed guitar and will be played on cello by Talia Buchbinder of the Phoenix Symphony Orchestra. Call the Yavapai Symphony Association office at 776-4255 for tickets.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. We support a lot of local activities, and the Kiwanis Auction is one of my favorites. Help the kids and get some great deals by tuning in to the Kiwanis Auction weeknights, March 25th through April 5th, on Cable Channel 64 between 7 and 10 p.m. You'll find great deals on dining, golf, tools, vacations, jewelry, sports tickets, and more. You can get almost anything at the Kiwanis Auction, and yes, you can even buy propane. From Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today is Prescott Chamber Day, and Robert, you're here to introduce our first guest today, a pretty awesome guest.
Yeah, pretty awesome. Thanks, Sherry. Our first guest is from Prescott High School 100,000 Mile Challenge. We have Jim Kennedy here. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself before we go into 100,000 Mile. People are probably wondering what that is.
It's a long distance, that's for sure. And
yeah.
Speaking of distance, my family and I, we just moved here. Yet another family coming from California, so we just arrived from San Diego in August. I'm just experienced my first winter in Prescott, and turns out my wife lied to me. She said, oh, it doesn't snow there much. They only get dustings.
It's only a couple of days.
Right. Oh, you're part of the conspiracy, too. Everybody says, oh, right, yeah, this is unusual. This never happens.
I work for the chamber, so
that's chamber day. That's true. Well, we spent a lot of time down at True Value getting snow shovels.
There
so
you go.
I've gotten a lot of exercise since I've been here.
Yeah. Well, we're glad to have you, and I loved, before the show started, we were kind of talking about how you made it here, and you came here during Bluegrass Festival weekend to visit the area.
And it just so happened that we're Bluegrass fans, but we didn't even know it was happening, and we stumbled along the chamber tent, and we were inundated with friendly chamber people who took us across the street into the offices, showed us maps of the area. Within about 2 hours, we were complete locals. We had about 20 business cards, and about 48 hours later, we found a place to rent, which was a minor miracle in this town.
There you go. Well, Jim, I'm going to tell you, I'm from Michigan, so I can tell you that the snow here is nothing but a thing. So, and this was a heavier year this year, so your wife didn't lie too much.
It wasn't dirty snow.
I know that's your story, and you're sticking to it. We'll check with you next winter.
Okay.
Very good. Well, I know you have a little bit to share with us about the Prescott High School 100,000 Mile Challenge.
Yes, it's something my daughter Erin dreamed up. She's a junior at Prescott High, and she wasn't able to make it here today, so I'm just here as Erin's dad. She's an intern at Charlotte Hall, so that's why she wasn't able to make it. But she did record a little intro for you, so I'm going to play that just so you can get a little feel of what it's about, and then we'll talk a little bit more about it.
All right, so this is your daughter Erin.
It is.
Sharing the story.
And here we go.
I'm Erin Kennedy. I'm a junior at Prescott High School. I'd like to introduce you to an exciting fundraiser called the Prescott High School 100,000 Mile Challenge. Before I tell you more about that, I'd like to give you a little background. I was lucky enough to be part of the PHS cross-country team this year that placed second at the state championships for Arizona. I say I'm lucky because I'm not actually that great of a runner right now. That's partly because I just moved here from San Diego and I can barely breathe up here at a mile high. But it's also because after I found out I was a pretty good runner when I was in fourth grade, I attended a series of schools that had no track facilities. My middle school and my old high school had no track team because the school district didn't have enough funds to build a track. So I didn't run for 4 years until I moved here. And to my amazement, I moved to a community that passes school bonds. I moved to a place where our school board supports building a spectacular new sports facility for my high school. And then in a meeting last November, members of the school board challenged the community to raise the money to help with the expenses. So I'm here to accept that challenge on behalf of the students of PUSD. Through this fundraiser, we aim to run 100,000 miles to raise $100,000 to thank the community for supporting our schools and to show that we're literally going to put some sweat in the game ourselves. With the help of Mrs. Townsend and Mr. Goligoski at PHS and Mrs. Phillips at the Education Foundation, we're going to mobilize the entire PUSD community to show our appreciation for these great facilities that will benefit Prescott for generations. So get ready, Prescott. The students of PUSD are about to show you what we can accomplish when we put our feet to it. Thank you.
So that was Erin in her absence. So she's really passionate about this. As she mentioned, she wasn't able to run. And one thing she didn't mention there is that when she went to the Junior Olympics back in Michigan, she was thrown off the track at the high school where we lived in San Diego. She and I were there at 6:30 in the morning, and it's closed to the public. So she was training, sixth grader, thrown off. So the great thing about the new track facility here is it's going to be open to the public. So everybody in the Quad City area will be able to enjoy it.
You know, just recently, Jim, I heard that with our mile high status, that it's a great area, it's a great place for athletes to train. And the fact that your daughter brought that up, I thought was very interesting. I think some of us that move here don't realize that that is an athlete's dream to be training in this elevation.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
It is. And having this new facility, which for listeners that don't know about it, is going to be a brand new football field, a brand new track. Both of those facilities right now are in woeful condition. The track right now, they can't even use for high school meets. Aaron's on the track team, and they have to travel for every meet because it's unusable, which is unfortunate. But once it's open, they'll be able to have regional meets here. As you mentioned, everybody wants to come run here, and that brings more money into the city. The football field is going to be spectacular. It'll no longer be dangerous like it is now.
Wow, that's really great news to hear. We have Joe Howard, who serves on our school board, on our chamber board as well. So this is good news to hear for our young people that this new stadium is going to be coming our way.
And part of this whole challenge is just to show the gratitude. So we are really just announcing this. Your listeners are the very first to hear about this. We finished the website literally this morning and put in our first donation. So the timing is great. What the first phase is involved is getting businesses around the Quad City area to donate for our both the people who donate and for our volunteers. We're going to have two tiers of people that donate gold and silver, and we want the businesses to offer discounts. And so whether you're a dog groomer or just about any service business, restaurant, if you will go on to our website, which is PHS 100,000 Mile Challenge, that's PHS 1 with 50 behind it, milechallenge.com, you can sign up. All we're looking for is for you to offer discounts. We'll have donors that are both local residents and many visitors as well. We're hoping people like real estate agents, when they sell a house, they'll donate $100 on behalf of the buyer, and then they'll get this basically digital coupon, which is our website. So good way to introduce them to all the restaurants and many of the services.
Wow, that sounds fantastic, and what an easy way for folks to get involved as well. I thought you were going to have Robert run 100,000 miles, and I wanted to watch that.
Well, the passion. So if you're a chess player or a band player, whatever it is, reading, we're going to be continuous through September. So for parents, motivate your kids, have them sign up to do 100 miles, but have them read. So that'll motivate them to make sure they open Harry Potter or whatever it is they're reading that day.
Oh,
I'm
wonderful.
Here, so I can kind of transfer my miles over.
You get 1 mile for every hour.
There you go. Great. He'll be out there all the time. Well, this sounds exciting. Is there anything more for our listeners? I mean, this is breaking news that we have on KQ&A.
It is. It's exciting. We haven't even started talking to the schools about it yet, but we want kids all the way through the school ages to join us, because they'll be using this track whether they're in eighth grade now or in kindergarten. It's going to be here for many years.
Well, you tell Erin congratulations. We're sorry we couldn't meet her in person, but we met her via technology. And also, if you want to let our listeners know again where they can get in touch with you, how they can make these donations, and how this can all work.
Well, hopefully you're going to hear a lot about this over the next few months. The website is phs100000milechallenge.com. So for those of you that have dyslexia like me, that's a 1 and 5 zeros behind it. That's a lot of miles to run, but Robert will be at the front of the pack.
There you go. Well, we thank you. You get Dad of the Year for pitching in and helping Erin out. And Erin, if you're listening, great job. We're excited to help support this. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Tropical drinks, palm trees, and the open sea. Take a break and sail to adventure this March with Cliff Castle Casino Hotel's Cruises from the Castle giveaway. Earn entries now through March 31st. Then, join us Sundays in March starting at 5 p.m. to win up to $400 in Castle cash. And at 9:15 p.m., one lucky winner and a guest will win a cruise of a lifetime. Only at Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
Must be 21 years or older to game. Management reserves all rights. Exclude Sunday, March 19, 2019. Visit the Castle Club for full details.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Oh no! My pine trees look terrible!
Never fear! Plant Protector is here!
Plant Protector? From Water's Garden Center?
My Super Shrimp Protector destroys pine scale, bark beetle, and aphids. Just water into the soil and your trees are protected from the inside out for the year.
Thank you, Plant Protector.
You can always find Plant Protector at Water's Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott!
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. It's Prescott Chamber Day today, Robert.
Yes, it is.
And we have our next awesome guest.
I think every day is Prescott Chamber Day.
It is. 7 days a week.
You got it.
24/7.
Yeah. Well, great. Glad to be here. Our second guest today is from Arizona's Children's Association, Daniel Bowman.
Thank you, folks, for having me, and proud chamber member for over 5 years.
So, yes, absolutely.
Welcome to the show.
And are you creating commerce today?
Yes, I know. You do call me out on that, even on the square.
I know. Every time I see you.
To talk about
yeah, we do.
We have lots of events coming up. One major event I know coming up.
We do, partnering for our fifth year in a row with the Raven Cafe, also chamber members, for our National Child Abuse Prevention Month event, which is coming up in April. And they are, during their closed hours on Sunday, when they close at 3, they're going to open back up between 4 and 8 to host an event for us to raise awareness for Child Abuse Prevention Month. And all the money that is raised will go to our 7 programs that help families with inside the community and address issues such as child abuse. And 100% of what is earned at that event will go to the association. We have a silent art auction, which is actually being held, which is already hung up at the Raven Cafe, and you can go in there and place a bid. Even if you're not going to the event, you could still place a bid, and if you win, we will get it to you. Also, too, we have a we're going to be having a raffle, and we will also be having a fabulous buffet that is provided by the Raven Cafe as well as El Gato Azul. We have desserts provided by Grandma's Bakery.
Yum.
Exactly. And Jessica's awesome over there. She goes, oh, you don't mind if I get creative, like a red velvet type. Is that okay? No. So that's fabulous to have them on board for the third year in a row. And that buffet is included in your $10 admission. And to add that, we have incredible local talent. Been with us throughout every year. Jane and Don Cheek to Cheek will be performing, as well as Kaylina Martin. So it's going to be a fabulous day out, and it's looking like nice weather. Hard to, 10 days out, it's hard to tell. But it's looking good, and it goes to a great cause.
So this is Sunday, April 7th.
Correct.
From 4 to 8 p.m.
Correct.
Wow. And that's only 10 days out.
Yes, thanks for making me sweat a little. But no, we're in good shape. You have a lot of support from the community. And yes, you know.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Why don't you let our listeners know a little bit, Daniel, about what Arizona's Children's Association does. We jumped right into the event, which I think is fantastic.
I wanted to get that out of the way. But yes, we're an organization that's been around for 105 years, protecting children, empowering youth, and strengthening families. We've been in Yavapai County for over 25 years. Some of the services that we provide were part of the process of foster care and adoption. And as we've read currently in the local newspaper, you probably may know some grandparents or siblings who are in a situation which we call kinship, where they're in a position where the primary caregiver is unable for many reasons to provide for the kid, and these family members are stepping up. And we as an organization and our foster care and kinship program have taken on to help these challenges that arise, because they arise in so many different fashions, from funds that are available statewide not going into effect because there's held up paperwork in the state of Washington, or there's no clear cut way to make it work, or specific way. So we take on these challenges to help the family, to get them to the next level, to help things solidify and to move on and create a positive situation there. We also have our youth advisory services, which helps kids who are in the foster care system transition out of foster care and have them realize what's available to them throughout the state, throughout the county, whether they're scholastically bound or whether they are looking at a trade school. So, you know, these are just certain directions that we help assist, as well as providing early childhood brain development classes with our family education and support services, as well as our parents as teachers. Now, you could go onto our website at Arizona's, that's plural, children singular, arizonaschildren.org, and you can access some of these local services that are provided, and we can point you in the right direction.
Wonderful. So what I'm hearing is that you offer a lot of services that will help families and children specifically.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
That are in the foster care or...
It is. We used to do the Arizona tax credit for foster care, but since all these other new services that we're able to provide, we have expanded and make it available, like some of these early childhood brain development classes, some of these literacy programs, which we partner with the school district, things along those lines.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested to hear a little more about the youth advisory group. That sounds very interesting. And you should tell them right now, as we speak, there's a job fair going on in Prescott at Yavapai College, and there's over 85 businesses and 1,000 jobs available.
We are definitely aware. We are definitely aware of that event that's going on, and some of our providers will be taking our clientele to there as well. We also put on different seminars. We partner with the Home and Garden Show some of the contractors. Mm-hmm. We've had kids who, how to properly get onto a construction site, you know, what to wear, you know, what equipment to have, how to behave if that's the direction that they're interested in going into, as well as educational opportunities that are available to them.
Wonderful. And so I was just looking at the flyer that you have for the upcoming event.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about that initiative, the national, it's to support a national campaign.
Correct. It's throughout the year, let's say coming up in May, National Adoption Day. So it's making people aware of some of the services and how you could potentially get involved. You know, for our organization, someone in their heart may be interested in potentially being a foster parent. When they come to us, we kind of help them process what that may look like. And at that point, it may not be something that fits in the dynamic of their home. Let's say they have a youth that will be leaving for college in 5 years, and that might be a better time to bring in a foster parent and having them look at the different options. For us, it's about quality, not about quantity.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you've been in this area for 25 years. For our listeners, besides attending the event on Sunday, April 7th, what would be another way that we as the community can help you and help these kids?
There's a variety of different. We have a Child Haven program, which provides safety equipment to get our foster care families licensed for statewide foster care license approval. So some of the things that we take donations to, whereas we purchase, let's say, baby gates, fire extinguishers, carbon monoxide detectors, things along those lines, so we could distribute that extra cost. And if a clinician of ours goes into a home and sees some safety issues, we have stuff that we could provide for them to help create a safe environment for the family as well as the children that are in the house. And we also have, obviously, around holiday time, we have a program called Gifts of Hope that pinpoints families that without our services will not be having, you know, a holiday season. They're not receiving gifts from 7-8 other organizations. It's us providing it. And, you know, we have businesses, we have individuals, groups. We have a great group called the Prescott Fun Ladies. Yes, there is a group in town called the Prescott Fun Ladies. And to hang out. No, they are. They're a great group. But they for years have been so generous. They take on our teen population, which sometimes everyone likes to buy the cute little toys and, you know, quality stuff. But the Fun Ladies will take on our teen program and, you know, really set them up in a fashion. We had a young man who wanted a suit, and I was like, why do you want a suit? Well, you know, when I go to church and I'm going to be looking for job interviews. Well, these ladies, you know,
probably had fun with that one.
They didn't just get him a suit. They went down to the men's warehouse. They got him fitted, and they're like, well, he's going to need belts and shoes and accessories. And it really, you know, it was nice to have. The requests we get aren't for iPhones and for elaborate things. They're for reasons, you know, needed.
Things they really need.
A kid needed. It was like, why do you need steel-toed boots? Well, I got this job, but they won't let me on the site until I have them. It's like, let's make that happen. For us, we really look with our emergency funds for a means to an end. If a kid comes to us and says, I want you to turn my phone on, well, what are you going to do next month? He goes, well, the reason I'm having my phone turned on is so I can apply for jobs and be reachable and start from that point. So we really help the teens, the kids, the families process how can we break the cycle where we're at and get to the next level. So.
Well, we're thankful that you're here, and we appreciate all that you do for our young folks out there. If someone wants to connect with you, whether they want to volunteer or donate, or maybe there's a kid out there or somebody that needs some help.
Exactly.
How can they get in touch with you, Daniel?
Feel free to contact us at Arizona's, Arizonas children.org, or you can contact me directly, Daniel Levitt, at 928-925-0805.
Well, I know that you've been involved with the Prescott Chamber for a while, and you are working for such a great cause. What aspect of your work do you enjoy the most?
Providing services. It's like, where to start?
It's
like
a trick question.
No, it's not. It's like it's providing the services and watching the families move on.
Yeah.
You know, it's to be able to pull from different directions, or just the enjoyment of watching the community I have pull together. Every year is different.
Mm-hmm.
There's different people on board. I also sit on the Greater Prescott Tax Coalition, and it's 17 of us, 17 different nonprofits, and it's not cutthroat for us. It's for somebody who's interested in keeping their dollars inside the county. Mm-hmm. How can I do that? If children aren't your passion, but hey, the Prescott Farmers Market is something that, you know, I'm all about healthy food.
Right.
That's something that's really enjoyable to me, to be in a community, to be in an organization that, you know, specializes in certain stuff, but also partners with other organizations.
I think that's one of the things, I think you said it so well, that's one of the things that's so great about Prescott, is that all of us try to work together, like you mentioned, all the nonprofits. You're not in a competition here. It's what the passion is. And there's a plenty of passion out there. There's plenty of people that love children, that love animals, you know, all those things that are so important to make our community successful.
Yes.
And the day-to-day work that you do for us, Daniel, is awesome. We just can't thank you enough for that.
Well, thank you for giving me a platform to talk about the many different things that we do and, the continued support from the Chamber.
Absolutely. Is there anything coming up after this April event that you want to just put on the dance floor for everybody?
I want to give a shout-out to – we are in the process of partnering with Keller Williams Realty, who has a Red Day. I don't know what Red Day means, but it's great because on May 9th, they're taking on a project to help a family that we have pinpointed who needs help to get processed for their foster care license. And they're going to go, 40, 50 different agents are going to go into this home and help that process move forward and along. And it's one of those things like, wow, okay. First of all, the family is super grateful. And second of all, wow, like there's a real estate agency that would be willing to, okay, let's make this happen. Like they've even like, I've had to have to tell them to calm down a little, like, well, I don't know if we could pull a permit for that, and I don't know how our,
yeah.
It's like, okay, well, we can make this happen. We'll do a beautification project. And so that's something big that's coming up for National Adoption Month in May. We're lucky enough to partner with a group along the lines locally.
Is there, do you have a lot of, I'm just curious, is there a lot of your activity going on in the Yavapai County area?
Correct. We cover from Black Canyon to Seligman. We're visiting families. We're, you know, helping provide services. We're inviting the community at large to a variety of our different group meetings and services for them to be a part of.
Wonderful.
And to access it.
Good deal. Mm-hmm. So, and again, I know we just mentioned this before, but can't say it enough. On Sunday, April 7th, there's a fantastic event, fundraiser for your cause, and that is from, I'll let you tell.
Yes, it's at.
Do I have to guess?
No, it's at the. You can also go on this great calendar that this guy Robert puts together for the Chamber of Commerce. And he,
with your help.
We got the flyer up there. We've got a click to purchase tickets. We're looking at Sunday, April 7th at the Raven Cafe from 4 to 8 p.m. We've got a fabulous organic buffet, live music, silent art auction, raffle, and we got Cheek to Cheek playing as well as Kaylina Martin, and it all goes to a great cause and raises money that'll stay with inside the county to help the families that we provide services to.
Can you give us an idea what might be in the raffle?
We've got a two-night cabin stay on the Verde at Thousand Trails, which is fabulous. You can't do that. I got Ace Hardware, which will be – they haven't given me stuff, but it's always a variety. For some reason, it gets cutthroat. There was like a Dutch oven, and people got weird. I got to have the Dutch oven. There's even two rounds of golf from Antelope Lanes. We've got gift cards from Dancing Skeleton, as well as from the Raven Cafe and the Peregrine Bookstore. Things are starting to come in. And if you're out there listening and you've got something to donate to the raffle, feel free to contact me, Daniel, at 928-925-0805.
I got a cute little dog. No,
I do.
No. Well, we're so thank you for everything that you do for our young family, or for the families and for the kids. We appreciate it. And good luck with the event coming up.
Thank you for this window to express all the things going on and the continued support.
Perfect. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
the view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Just one day before the start of the Major League Baseball season and 2 weeks before the scheduled closing of a legendary Scottsdale restaurant, the Scottsdale Police Department is asking for the public's help to solve an unusual robbery at the legendary Don and Charlie's restaurant. Sergeant Ben Hoster says
officers discovered that the front glass door had been smashed and 34 Hall of Fame autographed baseballs had been stolen from a trophy case just inside the front entry. The autographed baseballs are estimated in value at approximately $200,000 to $600,000. Amongst those 34 autographed baseballs, you have well-known players such as Hank Aaron, Bob Uecker, Willie Mays, Babe Ruth.
Police also want to let collectors know those baseballs have been stolen.
The reason why we get this message out is we want people to know that these balls are possibly being circulated. People are attempting to buy them or move them.
The Arizona Diamondbacks open their 2019 regular season tomorrow at Dodger Stadium with the pregame shows starting at 12 o'clock and the first pitch at 1:10, right here on KQ&A. Mostly cloudy and breezy, clearing and chilling after bedtime to near 40 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Then sunny and warming tomorrow through Saturday to about 66. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cloudy this evening, clearing overnight while cooling to about 47. Warming to a sunny and breezy 77 tomorrow, 74 Friday and Saturday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott continues on KQ&A.
Get connected to your medical records with a YRMC Care Connect account. YRMC Care Connect gives you one-stop, secure access to your YRMC medical records on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computer, anywhere you have an internet connection. If you've received care from YRMC or one of its many organizations, including YRMC Physician Care, you can establish an account. It's easy and it's free of charge. Quick and easy access to your medical records is important for anyone, including people with chronic conditions, parents of young children, frequent travelers, and folks who find themselves in a medical emergency. Learn more at YRMCCareConnect.org. Tell your YRMC healthcare provider that you want to establish an account, or contact YRMC's Health Information Management Department.
Are you craving a lodgepole light cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palpricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at Federal retailers.
As an accountant, believe me, doing the same thing every week can be boring. But with the Arizona Lottery's Million Dollar Madness, I have something to look forward to. Every week in March, you can enter any eligible non-winning $10, $20, and $30 scratchers tickets for a chance to win $250,000!
Time for a cake! It's vanilla.
Yay. Enter the Million Dollar Madness now through March 31st at azplayersclub.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, we have a pretty awesome guest and an ambassador of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, we have an all-around guy sitting right beside us here that's a great chamber member, Doug Reed from Tor Prescott.
Hi, everybody.
How's it going?
Everybody
so
sees
good.
The blue yeah. trucks running around town, I'm sure. Yeah, or you're better by now. You've been here a while now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just reminiscing. It's been a year.
Absolutely. A year since we've been on this program. Yeah. And a year since we launched our company.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to Tor Prescott. That's wonderful.
Thank you so much. We're very excited.
So tell us, how's it going?
Oh, my gosh. So good. Better than we could have ever imagined. Last year was kind of conceptual, you know, proving that kind of we had a concept that works, and things just kind of took off for us. So we had a lot of support from the community, which has been amazing. It's an amazing community. And we are poised this year to really kind of take off and be the local adventure tour company that we've always dreamed of being.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and it's super great. And we love being a part of the chamber. And
yeah.
It's just phenomenal. It's like a dream come true.
Well, your services are top-notch. I just have to say that. I know we've used you for a wine tour with our ambassadors.
Yeah.
You were able to successfully go to Cottonwood. We wanted to tour some wines there and in that area and just get out a little bit. And then also you've helped us with other just actually every time you show up at one of our events, you help us out. You were helping us out at Farm to Table. One of our ambassador meetings that we just recently had, and several others. You're just right there all the time providing transportation and really helping move people around. So tell us a little bit about how that works and how folks can connect with you.
Absolutely. Yeah, it all started on National Travel and Tourism Week when you guys were launching the Heritage Trail.
Yeah.
And we showed up because we were new chamber members, and you guys kind of put us on the spotlight with our vehicles being in the background. And ever since that day, we've been just volunteering and being around, and we've been really honored. It's been a blessing to us to be able to shuttle folks around, like the PRC ribbon cutting event, and some of those bigger events have been really a blessing to us and a lot of fun. So, but we are this year. We're really looking at offering tours to the general public in a bigger way than we ever have on the ground level. So we are working on a ticket booth, and hopefully by May on our 1 year anniversary, we'll be ready to launch our tours by proximity.
Wow!
So folks walking by looking for information will be able to see us and book a tour.
Excellent. So tell us about some of your exciting tours that you have available right now that we can take advantage of.
Absolutely. We do everything from a two-hour tour, which is a general tour of Prescott, to all the way to a wine country tour, which is a full-day tour, which goes down in the heart of wine country and everything in between. So we're partnered up with other vendors. We're offering different adventures other than tours so folks can get out and do kayaking, bikes, mountain biking, hiking, and the biggest, most exciting thing is helicopter tours.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll have the first tours of Prescott by air that we know of, and that should be in conjunction with our ticket booth.
Well,
May.
That's pretty exciting.
Oh my gosh, so exciting.
How long, how many hours, like what, is it a full day for the helicopter ride, or what does that look like?
Yeah, actually, helicopter tour around Prescott to complement the two-hour tour, which is a loop of Prescott, that would be about a 20-minute tour. So, and then going to Jerome for like a wine country tour, By helicopter, we're looking more of like a 40-minute helicopter flight. And,
okay.
Yeah, and then Sedona would be the next logical step because our partners have a tour company in Sedona with helicopter tours.
Wonderful.
So yeah. Just in an hour, you could do the whole Sedona, Jerome, Prescott. Valley.
Yeah,
a little over an hour.
Absolutely. And then
how fast do you go?
Yeah, and then we do charters as well.
That's
so we
neat.
Can take folks out who, you know, maybe want to do other things. We do a lot of shuttling and stuff. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And even with the helicopters, we can charter events as well.
Absolutely. So. Mm-hmm. And to our listeners, both those that are with a business and then those that are just individuals, this Tour Prescott, they can handle anything from a corporate, like if you want to do take your staff out and do an adventure. I know that there's been a lot of that. I think one of our past board chair, Margot Christensen, took advantage of that with her team.
Absolutely. She was our first customer.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that's been a wonderful relationship, a great strategic partner of ours. We took her group on a wine country tour.
Okay.
And we went down to Sierra Vista one time, too, to visit their new property when it was being remodeled. So yeah, we do a lot of corporate event, a lot of corporate shuttling events, tours for private and personal tours. So.
Well, and I know like for us, we have our family coming in for a big wedding, and the first thing we thought of was Tour Prescott because they can like our family wants to explore the area and we can create some adventures for them. So I think you know what you offer is something that you're right. It's not here. It's unique to Prescott. And it's pretty awesome where you don't have to worry about the itinerary.
Right.
You guys take care of that for us.
Exactly. That's kind of the thought. We want to, we wanted to share the heritage, history, culture, and the beauty with folks that are locals and folks coming to town and give them opportunity to be able to enjoy the time with their friends and family, not have to worry about driving, creating an itinerary. We handle all that for them.
And you've been a little bit involved with the new airline crew that's been around too, correct?
Yes. Oh, it's a huge part of what we do. And that's through the Ponderosa Hotel Group with the Marriott Spring Hill Suite. We take the flight crew every day to the PRC airport. And that's been huge, another blessing for us too. And it's really exciting to be with travel influencers, to be with the SkyWest crew every day, United Express. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them have never been to Prescott before.
Isn't that interesting?
They're flying all over the world. You know, they know all the areas and stuff, and a lot of them have never been here. So it's really neat to share our area with new folks coming into town and to see their eyes light up when they hear the history and everything.
Well, even those that live here, I mean, I think that's the eye-opener is that you can think that you know your area, but you really sometimes just need to take a tour and be a tourist in your own hometown.
I think that's what happens when you reside in Prescott, Arizona. Your family comes to visit.
Yes.
So you end up being the tour guide.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, but Tour Prescott, they know their stuff. They have beautiful, clean vehicles. Mm-hmm. It's just exciting to be able to have you guys help us out.
Yeah. And we have a new addition to our vehicle family.
I noticed that the other day.
Yeah, I heard you saying so.
Wait, I didn't. What's this?
This is pretty exciting. Well, we did so much shuttling that we have acquired a 9-passenger shuttle van, which will help us out with the events of moving people. Now we have the capacity to move about 20 people at a time.
Okay.
When we're shuttling. So it's a lot more volume.
Yes.
And we'll be able to facilitate bigger groups at once for the tours too. So.
Oh, wonderful.
Wine country tours.
Yes.
I think we're going to be doing a lot of them there. So we're excited. We're looking to expand this year into off-road tours. And we're really trying to be comprehensive in our scope so that we can offer everything there is to offer in Prescott to the folks that are looking.
So talk to us about this off-road opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, that was the first idea was to get into the off-road market.
Uh-huh.
But without ever having an established tour company or insurance or anything like that, it took us a while to kind of get our feet wet.
Sure,
and,
sure.
Now we're ready. So we're looking to do some tours through the Groom Creek
cool.
to Ponderosa Park area.
Oh, nice.
And up from Copper Basin through Thumb Butte.
Okay.
So really simple, lightweight off-road tours.
Absolutely.
And then hopefully we can grow, into more immersive tours.
Places where you can get great pictures of sunsets.
Absolutely. With areas that people normally don't get to see, really deeply immersed into the forest and to some really cool areas because we have so much to offer in this area. So,
to our listeners, stay tuned. It sounds like we're going to have a little surprise for you in May. You kind of gave us a teaser with that.
We're still working it all out.
Exactly. Absolutely. So if someone wanted to get in touch with you because they want to go on that wine tour, or they want to create itineraries as well.
Absolutely.
For folks. How can they get a hold of you?
You got it. They could reach us directly on the phone at 928-925-1551 or on the web at tourprescott.com. We're also on Facebook and Instagram at Tour Prescott.
Excellent. Well, Doug, you've been such an asset for us. We appreciate everything that you do, from your volunteerism with the Ambassador Program to the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. So we thank you for being here today. And I think as we were talking off the show, you're on your way down to the job fair.
I am. Okay,
you've got a booth there, and you're just kind of working it out there.
Yeah, so. We don't have a booth, but we are just kind of there.
Be there. Yes.
Just there to support and to welcome folks. And we're super excited about the ambassador being involved as volunteers. It's a real honor for us. So.
Well, we thank you for all that you do for Prescott.
Thank you so much. It's our pleasure.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. We support a lot of local activities, and the Kiwanis Auction is one of my favorites. Help the kids and get some great deals by tuning in to the Kiwanis Auction weeknights, March 25th through April 5th, on Cable Channel 64 between 7 and 10 p.m. You'll find great deals on dining, golf, tools, vacations, jewelry, sports tickets, and more. You can get almost anything at the Kiwanis Auction, and yes, you can even buy propane. From Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby, and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Tropical drinks, palm trees, and the open sea. Take a break and sail to adventure this March with Cliff Castle Casino Hotel's Cruises from the Castle Giveaway. Earn entries now through March 31st. Then, join us Sundays in March starting at 5 p.m. to win up to $400 in Castle Cash. And at 9:15 p.m., one lucky winner and a guest will win a cruise of a lifetime. Only at Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
Must be 21 years or older to game. Management reserves all rights. Exclude Sunday, March 19, 2019. Visit the Castle Club for full details.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's Prescott Chamber Day. And now, Robert, it's time for us to share what's going on for the weekend and encourage that commerce in Prescott.
You got it. I know you have one big event coming up, the job fair that
Well, we're going to, as soon as we're done with the show, we're going to cruise down to Yavapai College Gymnasium and hang out with 85-plus businesses that are looking to hire over 1,000 jobs.
Wow, that's exciting.
That is exciting. Tomorrow, I want to share this because this is very exciting news. Tomorrow, we're going to have a ribbon-cutting ceremony, and it's with the Mountain Artists Guild. They're celebrating 70 years.
Isn't that neat?
70 years. So yep. At 4 o'clock, come on down to the Mountain Artists Guild, and we're going to cut a ribbon and celebrate that activity.
And they're really just down off the square on North Alarcon.
Yes.
Real close to Sheldon. So, you know, just look for the flags and look for the artists.
Come celebrate that.
Yep.
And what else do we have going on?
Well, let's see. We have an ongoing event that's every weeknight, which is the 71st Annual Kiwanis Auction, and that's on Channel 1, Channel 64, or you can call 445-8700, and that's weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m., and I guess it streams live also. You can go to PrescottKiwanisAuction.com. So that goes all the way through April 6th.
And that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. I remember that years ago when they used to run back and forth in front of the screen. And everything. It was a blast.
So we also have, we were talking about this earlier, but at the Elks Theater on Friday, March 29th, we have the Rising Bruce Springsteen Tribute. So
that's
going on.
That's at 7 o'clock on Friday, March 29th. Tickets are typically right around $22, and you can get those at the box office at the Elks Theater from 10 to 2 p.m. or go to their website at PrescottElksTheater.com.
One other thing I want to just highlight before we, in case we run out of time, is on Sunday, March 31st, one of our newest chamber members, the GEM Environmental Anniversary Celebration Fundraiser, is going on. And that's located at the Winsock Lounge, Iron Springs, from 2 to 6. And so that's a fun celebration.
Yeah, that's a great fundraiser, and they've done this for a few years. And you can get more information on that one at gemenvironmental.org, or just swing by the Winsock Lounge on Iron Springs Road, and that's just down the way from the Goodwill, right in that same area. It's right in that same office complex or retail complex. So,
and of course, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays is the Granite Mountain Hot Shots Learning and Tribute Center at the Gateway Mall. Their hours are from 10 to 4. If you have a chance to check that out, that's a great opportunity.
They do a great job out there. That's all volunteer out there also.
Yeah,
so.
And all of these events and more are on our website.
Yes, they sure are. They're at www.prescott.org. Just click on events and follow the cues. All our chamber events are on there, and also all of our community events. So we encourage any community event in the area. You don't have to be a chamber member to do it. Put them on, because we'll pick from really exciting ones and put them in our printed calendar events. And we certainly promote it every week and every day at the Visitor Information Center, which is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 2.
Perfect. And I just want to remind our listeners to remember to shop locally, support all of our brick-and-mortar businesses in the Prescott area. This is a way for us to manage our own economy, and we need your help. Please support the brick-and-mortar. There's a lot of small businesses that are working hard for all of you, and you're supporting all the folks in the family.
Yep, you got that right.
And we want to thank you for listening to Talk of the Town today on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. Thanks for listening, folks.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center.
The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.